Not very much. I've seen photographs. There was photographs of what had happened in, at before. That basically that tell the story of how what happens with an explosion. That your initial, the idea being that grain dust explosions, the temperatures and force of them is 10 times what it is for coal dust.
So don't understand that. What does that mean?
Immensely powerful and very hot and very quick. So what the, one of the preventive things to do is make sure that you don't allow dust to accumulate on walls and everything else. So housekeeping in an elevator is very important to maintain, because what happens if you have a small explosion, it kicks dust into the air and that triggers another explosion and another one. And it will, if you don't have things that will release some of that pressure to the outside, and you don't have explosion doors that will close off from one area to another, that will go through like a string of firecrackers. It will just work its way right through the elevator. So you go one explosion, it puts dust in here, another and another and another, and you, and it will travel throughout the whole elevator.
So in your mind's eye, if you can think of some of those photographs, and I've got them sort of in my head, as a structural engineer then, when you look at those photographs, what do you see? Like, what are the indicators of?
Well, you can see where, if I remember right, one of the leg wells blew out, because that's often where you get an explosion, because you'll have a spark and it's very dusty inside the bucket elevator shafts. Okay, so you get an explosion there that will then trigger another explosion at the up at the head of the bucket elevator. And then that will work its way through. It'll come down the workhouse and it'll go out the annex, so you can see the gallery and the top of the bins blown out, and so on. But you can almost say, okay, it started somewhere here, and you can see how it traveled, because you wouldn't, like, it's not like one big explosion that happens. It's a series of explosions works its way through. And you get, the other thing I can remember is that when you went in the elevators after that, like when my time, you see people with burn scars on their faces and so on. And that blast wave is hot, like, and it goes very quickly. So if you've got clothing on, and clothing it protects you from any burns, but your exposed skin is what gets the burns. So you get people with burned ears and things like that, and working in the elevators. They were survivors of the explosion.